And right now in CBS News Bay Area, a lot of heavy lifting, a lot of cleanup as people take stock of all the damage after that massive windstorm.
It was crazy. It was, never experienced anything like it.
And traffic lights out, businesses operating in the dark. PG&E is making progress at restoring power, but for some, it is too late.
Our ice cream's probably gonna melt, but you know, the beer is still cold for now.
For now. Also, a helicopter heist ends with a crash. Tonight, the FBI is still searching for someone who broke into multiple choppers in Northern California. And it is a major restoration project at a popular North Bay hiking trail, but a threatened species made famous by Mark Twain, look at that, caught in the middle of it all.
This is CBS News Bay Area with Juliette Goodrich.
Good evening. We all get to take a sigh of relief, a little bit of a breath, but today everyone's surveying the damage from the historic windstorm that toppled trees and power lines all across our area. Let's take a live look outside. And today we did get a much needed break from the rain and the wind, which means many communities were in full cleanup mode, serious cleanup mode. They're trying to remove fallen trees and debris. Our Katie Nielsen was out there looking at all of the cleanup and also what's happening in the East Bay.
You can see the size of the roots of the tree that fell here at the apartment complex in Livermore. Amazingly, no one was hurt when that tree hit the side of this building, opening up a gaping hole in what used to be a bedroom. Cleanup crews were working all day to remove debris and downed trees from the Autumn Springs apartments near Portola Avenue. Over at the Alameda County Fairgrounds in Pleasanton, a light pole came down after 11 trees fell and dozens of others lost branches and limbs.
I've been in business since 2001, and I've never seen it this bad.
There is still a lot of debris that needs to be cleared out from this area before any of the repair work can begin. Now, some crews are saying it could take weeks, even up to a month, before everything gets back to normal. That's just because of the extent of all of the damage.
It is widespread. Katie, thank you. And it was certainly a scary scene in Pleasanton when a tree toppled onto Lighthouse Baptist Church. 17 people were there at the time. Luckily, they were able to get away from the area. They were not hit by the tree. It did destroy the nursery and toddler wing and just missed an office where an assistant was at the time. The damage will not affect weekend services. All right, on to PG&E. And they say the big windstorm led to the worst single day for Bay Area outages in almost 30 years. So right now, tonight, almost 99,000 people still without power. But they say that's down from about 300,000 yesterday. Among those in the dark, businesses in Saratoga, and they will likely remain that way until Friday.
William Ville, owner of Amato's Cheesesteaks in Saratoga, has been working diligently to get his generator up and running and get cooking.
Well, I have a lot of product in here that I have to keep cold, you know, a lot of expense. Plus, my customers want their cheesesteaks.
The power has been out since yesterday and may not be restored until Friday. Navi Sandhu owns Maple Liquors.
Our ice cream's probably going to melt, but, you know, the beer is still cold for now. But, you know, it's going to get warmer later and, yeah, things will go bad.
He says they can still sell water, sodas, and snacks. And if you don't mind warm beer, well, that too. But he says bring cash. John Gonzalez has lived in the Bay Area all of his life and...
I've never seen the wind factor as high as it has been. In the 50s, we would get a rainstorm. The canals would fill up. But I've never seen 75-mile-an-hour winds.
And how about those charging stations? Good luck with that.
Seems like we don't have power. Right. So we are in trouble now. We're stuck here.
Oh, it says ready to charge, but nothing happens. I'm like, okay, what's going on?
As for William, he's on a mission to feed his customers and generate some revenue.
Right now, I'm going to hook this into my circuit box. Turn off the main power so we don't mess with the system out there when it comes back on. Power up, turn the lights on, cook some onions, and open the doors.
I like him. Let's give him some business. All right, Sunnyvale also hit hard from yesterday's storm. We saw this car. It was actually driving around the downed tree that was blocking the road, and it was all hands on deck to get power restored. PG&E crews were out fixing stoplights on busy streets. Fremont High School closed today because of the power outages. Now, PG&E says, quote, It's moving heaven and earth, that's what they say, to get power up and running as quickly as possible. Crews are fanned out across the Bay Area, and today during a news conference in Alamo, a spokesperson explained how they prioritize which area they're going to restore first.
Three things that we really look to balance: what are the biggest outages, what are the longest outages, and then what are the critical customers. So this serves a fire station, it also serves two daycares, things like fire stations, telecommunications facilities, schools, firehouses, 911 dispatch centers, anything that our government partners tell us is a real high priority in the local community, those jobs will also get prioritized first.
And for those who do use generators, PG&E says to have it installed by a licensed electrician and have really good ventilation. All right, the storm also causing big problems on Bay Area roadways. In fact, our chopper was over Highway 84 in Woodside to give us all a good look at this. Look, the road closed in both directions between Portola Road and Skyline Boulevard, and that's because of this huge sinkhole. No word on when it is expected to reopen. Fortunately, all lanes now open on 880 southbound in Oakland after Caltrans had to shut down a couple of lanes for emergency repairs because of a large pothole that opened during the latest round of rain. And stay with CBS News Bay Area as we monitor the impacts of this storm. We are always on KPIX.com and the CBS News app. All right, let's get to some other big news we're following right now. A student is in custody after a stabbing at a San Jose school, and this comes just 2 weeks after a student was killed in a North Bay classroom. It happened inside a classroom at Sunrise Middle School just this morning. Police say a 15-year-old was stabbed and was rushed to the hospital to be treated for non-life-threatening injuries.
This is a shock. We've never had anything remotely close to this happening. We will have counseling support for the students tomorrow.
They're worried about me. They're like, are you okay and all stuff. That's it.
See that line there? That's worried parents. They were outside of the school wanting to pick up their children, just waiting for them. Investigators say the suspect will be booked into juvenile hall on charges of assault with a deadly weapon. The school is planned to reopen as normal tomorrow. The FBI is searching for the person who broke into multiple helicopters at an airport. The suspect even tried stealing one, but ended up crashing it instead. So this all happened at the Sacramento Executive Airport early this morning. Police say they found this helicopter on its side with debris scattered around the tarmac. They say the person broke into four choppers trying to start them, managed to get one going, but then ended up crashing.
We don't know what the motive is, right? So that will be one of the things that we're looking at, is what is the motive. But the scope would be almost anything you can think of. It could be somebody wanting to take an aircraft for a joyride. It could be somebody wanting to take an aircraft to do some sort of other criminal activity with it.
Investigators say the suspect ran off, and there is no description of the person at the time. There are no reports of any injuries.